I tend to think that the kinds of comparisons that sort of sprout up like weeds in the classical music world of, you know, comparing people to Mozart or whoever, it's actually kind of an obvious symptom of something that's a problem in the classical music world. Because, you know, when a young playwright is emerging, no one says this person is the next Shakespeare. And when a novelist is emerging, no one says this person is the next Charles Dickens. Why is that? Well, it's because the assumption is that those are living art forms and that there are more recent references.
That's composer Matthew O'Coyne, and he is one of the classical music world's favorite things, a prodigy. Now just 28, he is an established composer, has been for a number of years. He's also a conductor and conducts around the country and the world. He's a pianist and a writer. His precociousness and his multidisciplinary aptitude tend to fuel gleeful comparisons to other prodigies, namely Mozart, even Leonard Bernstein, all of which sort of makes him bristle.
I just think it's extravagant and not helpful when people jump to, like, jump back centuries, and it implies a kind of cutesy museum quality to my music that I don't actually find flattering. I just find it irrelevant. So basically, I try to see through it and poke as many holes in it as possible.
One of the ways he has gone about doing that is the creation of a new opera company, the American Modern Opera Company. Co-founded with the director and choreographer Zach Winokur in December 2017, the American Modern Opera Company, or AMUC, as they gleefully refer to themselves, is one way O'Coyne can step away from the expectations heaped on him.
Actually, I don't want to aim for this kind of gilded, old-school classical music career. You know, I'm a composer, but I'm also a collaborative artist, and I know who my favorite colleagues are. And I feel most comfortable and most myself artistically when I'm able to work with people in this kind of experimental way. So I think being a part of AMUC has been so artistically important and so liberating. So I'm very excited to see what comes of it.
On Sunday, August 26th, AMUC will be giving an afternoon-long series of mini-concerts at the Clark Art Institute in Williamstown, Massachusetts. The afternoon is aimed at showcasing AMUC's unique approach to collaborative performance, balancing vanguard music-making with a surprising historical precedent. It's an approach that stems from the two founding members' frustrations with what they see as artistically stifling industry norms.
A number of us started questioning why in the world of mainstream opera, the companies are structured the way they are. And the way they're structured does not give artists all that much freedom. The orchestra and chorus are kind of set. Singers move from company to company. They're not able to choose their colleagues. Directors and conductors work with different people from production to production. So it's very difficult. In fact, it almost seems designed to prevent the forging of really deep artistic partnerships, the way that any rock band or dance company, for that matter, would, you know, where artists work together day in, day out for years. And we started thinking, well, why is that not the model? And could it be the model? So we've created this company, which is made sort of an equal part of singers, instrumentalists, and dancers. Plus, you know, Zach is a director and I'm a composer. And we work collaboratively to create new pieces of music and theater and dance, and of course pieces that bring all those forms together.
This model of an egalitarian in-house collaborative company where works are composed and choreographed for the artists on hand is certainly unusual, if not unseen, among mainstream opera companies today. Those companies tend toward programming sure-thing operas, written at the very least 100 years ago, rather than programming riskier new works. AMUC is mostly focused on newly composed works by its artists. Nevertheless, there is a very long historical precedent to their approach, one that connects them more with the composers of yesteryear than with the companies performing those composers' works today. For example, operas like Mozart's Don Giovanni or Rossini's The Barber of Seville were composed in precisely the manner that Amok is working today, for a specific in-house company of artists. And when Amok calls itself an opera company, their definition of opera harkens back to the word's original 16th century definition of works.
We take the term opera in its original or deepest or broadest sense, which is an art form where many art forms, or really every performing art imaginable, meet.
This broad definition is why, when you go to see Amok perform at the Clark on August 26th, you might find yourself wondering where the opera in the American Modern Opera Company is. There will be some singing, but you'll also get something much broader.
A lot of our members are instrumentalists, and we think of ourselves in part as a chamber group, and our instrumentalists are getting to know each other in the kind of deep way that a string quartet gets to know each other. And so we will be performing everything from these fabulously virtuosic violin duets, you know, from Baroque music through Bartok, to a chamber concert that includes a lot of my music. So really, I think this day at the Clark has something for everybody. If you're a dance fanatic, you can come earlier in the day, and if you're a chamber music fan, you can come to the afternoon concerts. And what I really would love to happen is if people come for one thing and then end up being startled and intrigued by something they haven't seen before. That's why we're doing it all in one day.
The focal point of the afternoon of concerts will be a preview of a piece titled With Care, which will be performed on the edge of, and partially in, the Clark's large Tadao Ando reflecting pool.
With Care is a piece for two dancers and two violinists. And it's an exploration of the concept of care. Basically, what does it mean to care about something? What happens when you care too much? What does carelessness look like? What's the difference between being careless and being carefree?
With Care is a piece that the duo seem particularly excited to present, as it highlights the organic collaborative process of Amok.
It arose in a way out of the very close artistic connection between one of Amok's dancers, Bobby Jean Smith, and one of our violinists, Kirko Gwilt, have worked with amazing intensity and intimacy. They created a piece called A Study on Effort, which is just for one dancer and one violinist. And we loved that piece so much that we figured, well, let's make it two dancers and two violinists this time.
Yeah, and just going off of that,
that's the American Modern Opera Company's other co-founder, the director and choreographer, Zach Winokur.
It's another good example of like how we work and what we're up to over the next couple of years in terms of taking really these artists who don't normally work together, a violinist and a dancer, in an integrated way, and giving them the time and space to really forge something new. And A Study on Effort was the first one, is now expanding, and it will sort of continue expanding into fuller and fuller work.
With any new venture, especially in the arts, there is the question of goals. And here the two are pragmatic.
This endeavor takes time, and I think one of the things that we're really committed to is, you know, moving at the speed that it needs to move at. And there are projects like Bobby and Keir's A Study on Effort, and now expanding into With Care, which for these artists who are participating, it really becomes a project that they have ownership of. And I think another aspect of this is that over the next couple of years, we'll build a body of work where each member of the company has work that they feel that way about. And that seems like a really special thing.
An opera company built on a deep, almost familial connection between its members seems like it ought to be the norm, particularly for an art form combining music, theater, linguistics, dance, and art. And yet, when I asked if they think their new model will become mainstream...
I don't think so, because I think it gives too much power to artists. No, I mean, American opera companies have created this sort of scheme of the Young Artist Program, which basically means that young singers work for barely a living wage. And it's this kind of horrible limbo between grad school and the professional world, and it's neither this nor that, really. And you're not treated like an adult, and yet you are forced to take on roles, you know, in the main stage productions on a regular basis. And it's more economically feasible for the company than having an actual company of singers the way that, you know, the Wiener Staatsoper did for a long time, for example. So I don't think economically in this country it's ever going to make sense to turn this kind of communal power over to artists, except on a chamber scale. You know, we started this company because we didn't see anything that resembled it out there.
So if it's not likely to become mainstream, what does success look like for Amok?
For us, I think success looks like having enough activity every season that it can be, I don't know, 40 or 50% of what any of our artists do, and that we have the kind of trust from, you know, audiences, from listeners, from presenters, from donors, you know, the whole sort of community, trust that there will be sufficient support for projects such that our artists can bring whatever their most ambitious projects are to the table, and that we can execute them. That's the goal.
And then, of course, there is that ultimate goal.
Come see the show.
Yeah, come see our show at the Clark, August 26th, all day.
The American Modern Opera Company performs an afternoon-long series of concerts featuring countertenor Anthony Roth Costanzo and violinist Kirk Gwilt, choreographer and dancer Bobby Jean Smith, and works composed and performed by Matthew O'Coyne at the Clark Art Institute in Williamstown, Massachusetts, on Sunday, August 26th, beginning at 2 p.m. I'm Chris Voss. This is WCRB.